Very happy to be joined now by Jared Dutoit. Jared, this is an incredible story. I mean, your home country, BC kid, to play in the final group yesterday and to perform as well as you did. I mean, it's got to be just a wild, wild 4 or 5 days for you.
Oh, yeah. No, it's something that I'm never going to forget. Definitely got to live out my dream over the last few days.
What was that like for you? So, one, you're in the final group on Sunday of your national open, one shot off the lead onto the first tee with a guy in Brent Snedeker, who's a household name on the PGA Tour, and people are screaming for you. I mean, it's different, right? Like, it's not some random PGA event. It's the Canadian Open, and as a guy from this country, I'm sure a tournament that you hold very dear to your heart. Can you take us back to just stepping onto that first tee yesterday?
Yeah, that was, like I said, something that I'm never going to forget. And, just all week, the crowd and, the atmosphere is, it was the craziest thing that I've ever experienced. Like you said, walking that first tee just chills up my spine there. When I showed up to the tee, there's, just people clapping everywhere, hooting and hollering. And, it was just an unbelievable atmosphere. And, I'm so happy I got to live that out.
Jared, Glen Abbey played a little different on Sunday versus the first 3 days of the event. Did they change in wind direction or overall conditions of the course throw you off at all or give you difficulties adapting on day number four?
Yeah, I mean, maybe a little bit. Looking back at my round, I kind of got off to a slow start. And, I think that was partly due to the nerves and then partly because, the course that we grew accustomed to, myself and my caddy definitely changed up a lot. And, I think it took me a couple holes to kind of get in the rhythm and, start feeling good about the wind direction, the green speed, the green firmness and all the conditions. So, kind of a bit of a slow start, but I think we figured it out by the end.
So you finished as low amateur at the Canadian Open, and I'm sure you've already seen this number, Jared. You know the number 159,300. Those are the other guys that finished T9. What they're taking home? Have you thought about that?
Somebody asked me about that a little earlier, and it's something that you don't really want to think about too much because you'll probably start driving yourself crazy. But I'd like to think that. I'll have some chances down the road, to play in tour events as a pro. And, I just don't think it's something that I want to think about too much.
So, not thinking about that and looking ahead, you were supposed to play U.S. Amateur Qualifier today. You skipped it. What's the plan moving forward?
So I'm going to finish out my summer schedule. I think I have two more events lined up, Polar Cup next week in Niagara, and then the Canadian Am in a couple weeks in Ottawa. After that, head back to school, play my senior year at Arizona State, and, trying to keep developing and, hopefully turn pro somewhere down the road.
Talking to Jared Dutoit, Canadian amateur, finishing his low am yesterday at the Canadian Open at Glen Abbey and was in the hospital on Saturday. No big deal. Battling bronchitis, and you finished three shots off the lead. Give me a break, man. There's almost not enough storylines. I mean, there's too many storylines to make the story seem real. It seems unreal. You were in the hospital Saturday, and you end up three shots off the lead. What happened there?
Yeah. So I thought it was just a common cold. You can probably hear my voice, but it got worse, about a week ago. And, I just kind of thought, okay, maybe just not sleeping enough, blah, blah, blah. But, I went to the hospital last night and, got diagnosed with bronchitis, got some treatment. Honestly, I don't think it affected my play at all. It probably honestly helped a little bit. took my mind off, performance wise, and just went out there and tried to take it shot by shot. So awesome week, and couldn't be any happier.
So you're gonna remain an amateur, continue your summer schedule, and then of course looking down the line as a professional golfer. But what does a week like this do for you and your psyche and your confidence, knowing that you can go into a PGA Tour event with a pretty good field, I would say, with the numbers one and two golfers in the world in it, and finish T9, go into the Sunday in the final grouping, one off the lead?
Yeah, it was, kind of like you said, it was you know, really, really cool and, you know, really big for my confidence as well. Because, you know, like growing up watching those guys on TV, you never really know how you kind of level out with them. And, you know, to play well this week and kind of see that I can compete out there was, you know, definitely big for my confidence and, you know, something that I'll take with me down the road.
You were asked about that first tee and that you thought about maybe taking out the driver to get the face on the thing. Listen, I'm not Jared Dutois playing in Canadian Opens, but I know that feeling where you're stepping to the first tee and you just want to get your first tee shot out of the way. You want to get your first hole out of the way. Is there something you can physically do to calm yourself down, to not think about, oh man, I don't want to look like an idiot here, spraying something off the first tee?
Yeah, well, you summed it up there pretty good. I definitely thought about hitting driver just to, you know, get the ball airborne. You know, I like my chances a little better with some more surface area on the driver, but you know, I don't know. I still haven't mastered it, and I don't think anybody really has mastered it. But you know, I think that just comes with experience, and you know, something that I'm looking forward to trying to develop somewhere down the road.
When you look back at the four-day event here in Ontario, Jared, everybody talked about, especially on the fourth and final day, the home crowd advantage. Did it feel more like pressure to you or support?
Definitely support. I mean, obviously there was, you know, a little bit of pressure, but you know, I think that I already exceeded mine and everybody else's expectations. So I kind of looked at the final round to just be, you know, extra, you know, just kind of cream on top of everything. And, you know, and I think that kind of took a lot of the pressure off. And, you know, the coolest part for me, because, you know, normally after a bogey, you know, you're kind of disappointed or whatever, you know, tapping for a bogey and, you know, you're still getting just shook with applause. And, you know, that was something that, you know, really kept me positive out there and, you know, kept me in the right mindset.
Jared, spectacular weekend. Thanks for the entertainment and a great final round as well. You match Brandt Snedeker playing with him in that final grouping. Nothing but great things ahead for you, I'm sure. Thanks so much for doing this.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call, guys.